before we go get involved in some of the areas where Amir al-Akum is, you know, because our matim Amir al-Akum, but we already mentioned that, let's just go give some examples of the cases where it's a problem, and then maybe where, you know, we'll go from there to the cases where it's going to be permitted. So, Chazal said that you can't do Amir al-Akum. Say, if I have a situation where I can't ask a non-Jew to turn on the light for me, if it's dark in a room, I can't ask them to turn off the light. If I can't sleep, I can't have any situation where I'm asking him to do a malacha, which I can't do. I can't ask him to do. I can't ask him to do an issa drabanan for me. There's no hetter to ask him because only drabanan. It's only an issa drabanan. I can't ask him. We even point out if the non-Jew comes and does it on his own volition for me, so that's going to be a problem. However, if the non-Jew is doing it for himself, he's doing it for his own benefit. He's sitting in the room and it's dark and he wants to turn on the light to read something, so I'm allowed to, there's no problem that I have benefiting from that he lit that light for his own purpose. Let's say I want to ask him to do something which for Yisro would be usur through the concept of psik reisha. So I forgot to take out the light in the refrigerator. And the refrigerator, so I can't open the door of the refrigerator because by doing so, I will turn on the light, and that's a psik reisha, the light's going to turn on. I can't turn on the hot water. There's nothing wrong with using hot water on Shabbos. The problem is that using hot water, that the way hot water works is that the cold water comes in from the main into the boiler to push out the water which I'm going to use. Well, that's a psik reisha. That water is going to be cooked in the boiler, so I am cooking water on Shabbos through psik reisha. But what I'm asking him to do is to open a refrigerator. I'm asking him to do is to turn on the hot water. I'm not asking him to boil water. I'm not asking him to turn on a light. So a Amir al-Akum on a psik reisha is not a problem. Even though for Yisrael he cannot do such a situation, such a malacha, but for a non-Jew it's not a problem. So if I have a situation where my refrigerator, I left the light on, and I want to take the food out, so there's a Ramon, Simon Reish Gimel, which talks about a case of turning on the heat, which we'll talk about that halacha, and there's food there which is going to get cooked, but that's not what the Goy's Kabbalah is. He has no intention to turn on to cook the food. That's permitted. So if he has no intention to turn on the light, or to turn off the light when he shuts the door, his intention is to open and shut a door. That's not a problem of Amir al-Akum. So that would be a scenario where, even though we have a situation where you still cannot do it, but a goy could do it because your amir was not on the result. Your amir was on what you asked him to simply do was to open and shut the refrigerator. Meshem, we'll talk about, start moving into some areas where amir lakum is permitted in the next coming days. Have a good morning. Okay.